you know, we just knew there was opportunities, and just, you know, from the second play of the game, having a drop, having, you know, other chances that where we have guys open, and it was just, you know, it wasn't one theme for why we didn't, you know, move the ball. It's just enough mistakes, you know, by you know, one person here or there kind of throughout the game. And, you know, some on me, some on receivers, some on offensive line. It was just a combination of never getting in great rhythm and great sync, and therefore, you know, we just didn't have enough plays and never, you know, never got, you know, got the ball moving.
How much does it hurt that you had this opportunity to put away the Eagles and to put yourself in a great position going forward, and now you're going to have to really be fighting hard?
Well, we knew we're going to have to fight hard no matter what the rest of the season. And, you know, we knew they were a good team. They're talented. They've you know, had a lot of close games that they've lost. You know, they've gone out and they beat, you know, beat Dallas bad a few weeks ago. So we knew they were a good team, and we were gonna have to play very well, and we did not do that. So you know, we know what the challenge is ahead of us. You know, going into New Orleans, playing a good team, and the rest of our schedule, but it starts with New Orleans, and we gotta, you know, figure out a way to play better football. I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah, we gotta go win. You know, that's always gonna be the case. We got a tough road ahead, and we got a good team coming up this week, and you know, we just gotta find ways to play more consistent football throughout the game. It seems like we're always waiting to the fourth quarter before we start playing our best football. And you know, in 8 of the 9 games, we've you know, that's been the case. It's the fourth quarter, and we're either down or it's a close game, and we got to fight back. And you know, 5 of them we were able to win, 3 of them we got into the green zone or the red area basically, and you know, something happened. We were stopped, or you know, you get a fumble, or you get a tip ball, or a guy slips. It's just, you know, little things where, you know, we still feel, you know, in the crunch time, we go and we move the balls and we make big plays. I think we just got to play with more urgency throughout the whole game.
Eli, when your offensive line is struggling, what are some of the things you as a quarterback can do to try to help the situation?
You know, I don't think those guys are struggling. I think, you know, we just got to play better football. There's still opportunities when things are blocked up well that I got to make better reads and we got to hit throws. And you know, when you play against a talented front four like Philadelphia, there's going to be some pressure sometimes. And you know, a guy's got to get open on a timely basis. And you know, it's just a matter of, you know, we got too many third and long. When you're sitting in third and 12s and third and 13s, you know, those defense linemen are going to be, you know, ready to, you know, rush the quarterback. They don't have to worry about anything else, and it makes it tough. So it's a little bit just not getting in the bad situations that we kept getting ourselves in.
What do you tell the young guys about playing down there in New Orleans and that dome and that crowd?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be loud, and our communication is, you know, listening in the huddle, everybody hearing our calls that we're making, you know, and just not letting that be a distraction and keeping us from doing our job.
Eli, the running game is still just a mess right now. I mean, what do you see when you look at it that has to be fixed?
Well, you know, that's you know, the offensive line and the backs and everybody. We you know, I got to get us out of some bad, you know, runs and different things. So we just got to try to get you know, where we're still trying to get 3-4 yards of carry. You know, we're having too many times where we're losing 2 yards, and when you're playing in second and 12, it can make for a long day.